All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. More from Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's coming up soon.
That's right. Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's, as you said, Thursday, January 31st, 6 to 8. Come hear a neighbor's adventure. Three 20-minute stories featuring our neighbors, and we invite you to come in and listen up a little bit. We'll have some food. We'll have some snacks, if you will, some beverages, and hear some good stories. And good is a particular word that we might not use at the beginning of our next guest story, because September 24th, 2016, he had a tragedy, an accident. But there's a little bit of before that date story, and Dean Otto is going to come in and kind of fill in the blanks with his life before September 24th, 2016, and then what happened afterwards. Let's invite him on to the Carolina Outdoors right now. Dean Otto, welcome.
Howdy. How's it going?
It is going wonderful. It's fantastic to have you on. And, Dean, you've got a wild and willowing story. And we can't cover it all now, but we can invite people to come in and cover and to hear it January 31st. But I have down here a successful salesman, a father, a husband, active in the community, also had accomplished the New York City Marathon, had accomplished a triathlon all before September 24th, 2016. Did I get that right, and then some?
Well, you got it right. You know, I've definitely been a runner for the last probably 10 years or so. Ran all through high school and then took a brief 25-year hiatus. And got back in it again right about the time I turned 40. My doctor said, you know, you probably need to lose about 20 pounds, and, you know, your triglycerides and cholesterol are through the roof. You need to make some changes. So I started walking the stairs at the jukebox, the old First Union building that's now I guess a Wells Fargo building in downtown Charlotte. I would go up and down all 42 floors three times, about 3 days a week, and that started getting me in shape. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to start running again. And I coached a kid in Pop Warner, whose brother passed away from a very rare brain disease. Tyler's Treehouse had a 5K for Tyler to raise money for their foundation. And that was my first race in probably 25 years. So got me back into it. I had a goal of breaking 25 minutes. I ran about 23 and change. And then I kept setting more goals for myself. And I finally got to the point where I wanted to try to break 20 minutes again, and it took me about a year and a half to do that. And then instead of going faster, I decided to start going farther, and, you know, I ventured out into doing half marathons and that type of thing. And then finally, right about the time I turned 50, I said, you know what, if I'm going to do a marathon, and I never thought I'd do one, I probably better get it done while I can still walk. And so I signed up for the New York Marathon because it's really the only one I ever wanted to do. And it's the biggest one in the world. And I love New York City. I'm up there very regularly with my job. And I didn't think there was any chance in heck that I was going to get in it. It's a very hard race to get in. And I hit the lottery the very first year. So then I was like, oh, no, now I've actually got to train and run this race. So I did so, and in the middle of my training, my father passed away. And so I dedicated the rest of the training to him, wrote his name on my shoes, and, you know, he definitely carried me through the last miles through Central Park. It was a great race, and really just a super emotional time for me.
Well, in Storytellers Night, all the time, it seems to celebrate adventures and people's accomplishments and life-changing moments. And, of course, if your story stopped right there, that would cover a lot of the bases. But then September 24th, 2016 came about. Will you tell our listeners kind of what September 24th, 2016, what happened, what you remember happening, and then how that switched gears for the rest of your life to this point?
Right. So I had been in London on business the prior week, and I ran a half marathon over in London. And the only way I could get in, it was a full race, was to raise money. And I could choose one of, like, five charities. One of the charities was Alzheimer's, the Alzheimer's Association over there in London. And my mom's got Alzheimer's, so I raised about $4,500 for those guys, got in the race, ran the race. Unfortunately, during the 2015 marathon, I actually pulled my hamstring, and it's an injury I haven't really been able to get over. It's been pretty chronic since then. It flared up again after the London race. So I called my coach, Kelly Philnow, and I was like, Kelly, you know, I've jacked up my hamstring again. What should I do? And she said, Dean, you know, we've tried all kinds of different things, you know, whether it's physical therapy, acupuncture, active release technique, dry needling, all these things. None of them seem to help solve the problem. So she decided to shut me down and only bike and run for about a month. So I landed from London at about 5:30 on a Friday night, the 23rd of September of 2016. And, you know, on Saturday morning, I got up and do what I would normally do, which was go for either a nice long run or go for about an hour bike ride. And I got on my bike that morning, and it was super dark because there was a new moon, and it wasn't the light was obviously dark because the time change hadn't happened yet, and there was also a lot of humidity in the air, so visibility was down. But I had all the things on you're supposed to have on. I had a light on the back of my bike. I had on a vest with reflectors and flashing lights on it. I had reflective socks on. And a light on the front of my bike, so I felt pretty comfortable that, you know, I was going to be seen. So set off out of my driveway in South Charlotte in the Foxcroft area, and I was going up Arbor Way, and I got almost to Sharon Lane, and I was like, man, maybe this isn't such a good idea. It's pretty dark outside, and I actually turned around. Lesson learned there, definitely trust your gut, your first instincts, but you know, I'm kind of a hardhead, so I decided, well, you know, it's going to be light here in the next 10 minutes or so. It'll be fine. Just turn around and go get it done. So that's what I did. And I took a ride on off of Arbor Way onto Sharon Lane, got to the light at Providence Road, took a left, and got about, I don't know, about 400 or 500 yards down the road, a little bit of a downhill, got up a pretty good head of steam, and all of a sudden there were three cars just flying down the road on the left side, and it got my attention. I looked over, you know, it's a two lane road both directions, so four lane divided in the middle. I was in the right lane, these guys passed me in the left lane, and I just didn't understand why they're going so fast. So I go back and I get focused back on moving forward, and all of a sudden I heard brakes lock up, and I heard my rear tire explode. I felt the impact, and then from then on, you know, it was lights out. I woke up and came to, I guess, about a minute later. It might not have even been that long, and the guy that hit me and the guy that was with them were standing next to me, and I could already hear the lights, or excuse me, the sirens from the EMS folks. And I looked at this kid, and I was like, could you not see me? I was like, I had on, you know, reflective gear, lights and everything else. And he was like, man, I'm really, you know, sorry, I couldn't see you. There was a lot of condensation on my windshield, and I didn't see you till I was about 15 feet behind you, and I tried to stop, but I knew that I was probably going to hit you. And at that point, you know, I said a little prayer, and I was just, you know, I couldn't feel anything from my waist down. The guy was about to pull the bike off of me, and I stopped him, and I'm like, look, don't move me. Wait till the ambulance gets here. I can't feel anything. I think I'm paralyzed, and I don't want to do any more damage than's already been done. So, go ahead.
It is a scary, life-changing story. The title of the story is Tragedy, Forgiveness, and Friendship. So there's hints of what's ahead on January 31st with the Dean Otto story that's going to be told in conjunction with two other separate stories. But, Dean, I've got to jump in because as we are short on time always, it seems like, on the Carolina Outdoors, the forgiveness and the friendship and all of that that came about it, you had many more races to run after the triathlon and after the New York City Marathon. But the thing I want to ask you about is The Ellen Show. Tell us about making it to The Ellen television show and telling this story.
Well, all the credit goes to Michelle Bowden, who did a story for on this on us for the NBC affiliate here in Charlotte. She's also a freelance writer for People magazine, and she did the story, interviewed me, picked it up from the PR department at Carolina's Healthcare, and aired about a 4 or 5 minute segment on the news that got picked up by all 200 NBC affiliates across the country. Then the people.com video went viral, and about 2 million people saw it in the first day it was out. So then all the national media picked it up. Ellen Show, The Today Show, ABC News, World News Tonight. But, you know, it was interesting. Ellen and Today wanted an exclusive on it. And I told them, look, I don't make me pick. I said, if you're going to make me pick, I'm going to take The Ellen Show. But you can both go about this at two different angles. Ellen can be, you know, the fun and the friendship and what happened, you know, during the race or, you know, during the race and everything. And then afterwards, the Today Show can be more clinical about, you know, the medical miracle that also happened. So they said that would be fine because I told them, look, I'm not in this to get famous. I'm in this to raise a bunch of money for spinal cord patients because I want to help others. You know, I feel so blessed having, you know, overcome this unbelievable tragedy. I mean, I had 1% chance to walk again, and, you know, I'm now, you know, I ran a half marathon a year to the date after my my accident and raised a bunch of money for those folks. So getting on the Ellen Show was awesome. I mean, she was amazing. Her people were amazing. I literally just had an email exchange with the producers yesterday. I still stay in touch with those folks, and they're all just great people. Ellen's just exactly as cool and fun and funny as you would think she was from what's on TV. And her last name, DeGeneres, it's almost like of generous. Because she is so generous. You know, she helped so many people, and is just such a wonderful person.
Well, as many of our stories affect, they have a cast of characters, and you have a cast of characters in your story. We look forward to hearing it at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. Dean Otto, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as Ben Webb from Fish Hippie, and as Eli Portillo giving us the lowdown on the Cross Charlotte Trail. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager, I'm Bill Bartee saying get outdoors. We'll see you next time on the Carolina Outdoors.